right.
Yay.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Holly. Where'd you get here?
Hey, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It is that time of year.
It's the happiest time of the year for some.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, is what people have told me.
Right.
Oops. So many. I think it was Johnny Mathis who told me that.
Probably not the only one.
I know, but he's the most famous for me. Yes. Think of him singing that song.
I am thinking of that.
Okay, there you go. See? There you go. There's our first holiday mention.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happy season of all. There'll be parties for posting marshmallows, for toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago.
As we're heading to the holidays, I was looking through the calendar, and we are just pick a time. It drives me crazy. I mean, I guess Easter is the same way. Like you, but you always know it's on a Sunday. It could be in March. It could be in April.
Yeah, but Hanukkah has it goes according to the Jewish calendar.
I know. I know. But sometimes it's before Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's after Christmas. It's all over the place.
Yeah, Jews like to surprise you.
They do. That's why it's so special.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's 8 days a year.
Eight days.
Are you singing something?
Yes, I am.
Are there Hanukkah songs that you have?
I've chosen. Hey, wait.
Okay.
Welcome to What Difference Does It Make?
Oh my gosh. What are we doing here?
We're doing a podcast called What Difference Does It Make?
Yes.
You're starting to feel festive already.
I am. I do enjoy Christmas music.
I gathered that.
Yes.
I wish I could say the same.
Holly.
Bahumbug.
Holly, your name is literally Holly. You are not Holly Jolly.
I'm Holly Jolly, but, you know, enough with the – there are a handful of songs that I love, Christmas and Hanukkah songs that I really like. Overall, when you gave me this assignment, I had my go-tos, and then I really had to stretch because I realized we're going to be doing a few more episodes than normal. And I kind of had to stretch, but I think I found some good stuff. So now we're going to start looking back rather than looking ahead and what's been released.
All right. You had to stretch and I had to
condense.
I had to tighten it up.
Yeah.
Because it's just I literally have a whole drawer of Christmas music that I pull out every December. I'm like, all right, let's start it rolling here.
I think that's awesome. Maybe we should have just gone with all your choices.
Yeah. And radio stations are now, I think actually today. You can listen on your local radio station and hear Christmas music 24 hours a day until the end of the year. It's going on now.
People are polarized about this. You have people like me who think that it's too soon for holiday music. And then you have people who just can't wait for the holiday music like you. I just can't. You know, there are already two channels on Sirius XM.
Of course. We want it.
Started a week or two ago.
You go to Costco in October, and we see Christmas trees.
Yeah.
They started as early as possible. It's fun. People like it.
I don't know. It goes in living in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to start thinking about the holidays in October. I like Halloween. Well, I mean, I like Halloween to a degree. Then there's Thanksgiving. Then there's Hanukkah. Then there's Christmas. Sometimes those are reversed, as previously discussed. But I did manage to find some good stuff.
Okay, and. The good thing is I didn't even think about Hanukkah. However, you did. And it's
– So you want me to launch with a Hanukkah song?
Give it to us. Yeah, let's get it.
Well, I'm going – you know, I feel like I say this every episode. Even no matter what the topic is, I always feel like I'm going with the obvious. But the obvious ones also happen to be my favorites.
As they should.
In this case.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, there's a reason
that
songs become hits, right?
Yes.
But in this case, it's the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler.
Okay.
The original version, the first version, was released in 1995, so I'm sorry I'm not sticking to the 80s. But I love the song. I love the song from the absolute first time I heard it.
Tonight is the seventh night of Hanukkah, and here to sing a Hanukkah song is Adam Sandler.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much. When I was a kid, this time of year always made me feel a little left out because in school there were so many Christmas songs, and all us Jewish kids had was the song Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. So I wrote a brand new Hanukkah song for you Jewish kids to sing, and I hope you like it. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much funukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do Kirk Douglas, James Caan, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
It's from his, which I didn't know this, nor have I listened to the rest of the album, his album, What the Hell Happened to Me? But, you know, he's done a few different versions of it over the years. Most people have probably heard the song, but the celebrities, he changes up the celebrities in each right. In each version.
Well, because it's kind of the moment. There's a lot of names on that list that maybe might not be relevant anymore.
Or maybe you don't want to include because you don't want to even acknowledge them.
That could definitely be it. Mm-hmm. Who is on this list? It's right. Kind of like a... kind of like an identification list.
Who's who of Jews?
You're a Jew. You're a Jew.
Yes.
You're like pointing out.
Okay. So from the first one, the first version, and this is in order of appearance in the song, David Lee Roth, James Caan, Kirk Douglas, Dinah Shore, Bowser from Shanana.
See, again, Dinah Shore and Bowser, if your kids heard that song, no clue.
They would never have known who these people are. Most of them, even Arthur Fonzarelli.
Well, everyone still knows the Fonz.
Paul Newman.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kirk.
Always.
And Mr. Spock.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, William Shatner has a Christmas album.
I did see that.
Yeah. And all the Jews put out Christmas albums. Neil Diamond loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't discriminate.
Barbra Streisand.
We Jews don't discriminate.
Yeah. We've written the best Christmas music, too. The Christmas song, Irving Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Jews love Christmas. And who else was on that list?
On the first one was the owner of the Seattle Supersonics. His name is Barry Ackerley.
And there is no – first of all, there's no Seattle Supersonics.
No, but there was.
But there was. And, yeah, the owner is probably not the same owner.
No.
As he probably sold the team.
So this was in 1995.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson. Not a Jew.
Yeah. Well, see, that 95, that was – that was a crazy time.
Yeah. Yes. Baseball Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Yes.
Ann Landers and Dear Abby.
It's so funny because this song is over 20 years old now. I guess people will still hear these songs, but this song, not necessarily know who they are, maybe look them up because, they're kind of lost in history.
You're right.
Could imagine, I know Rod Carew. I don't know if a baseball fan today would necessarily know who Rod Carew is.
You're probably right. I didn't even think about that as I'm reading these, but there are a lot of them that people
Landers
might not know.
And Dear Abby, they're long gone.
This is our generation because he's our generation.
Right.
Well, everyone knows Ebenezer Scrooge and the Three Stooges and Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Even though he's our age, people, my kids would know him. Oh, Tom Cruise isn't, but his agent is.
Oh.
So in the second one, Winona Ryder.
Okay.
Yasmin Bleeth. Where is she now?
Yeah.
The guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo, Don Messick. Mary Tyler Moore's husband, Dr. Robert Levine.
Okay. He's really running out of Jews here.
Let's see. In the third one, I'm not going to go through all of them.
There was a third one?
There was a third version.
Oh.
So I'll read these off to you since you don't remember
there
being a third one. So it was from the 8 Crazy Nights soundtrack.
Oh, did you see the movie?
I think I saw the movie 8 Crazy Nights.
All right.
Okay, just I'll list off a few. Ross, Phoebe.
Okay.
Lenny's pal Squiggy. Deborah Messing, Melissa Gilbert, Michael Landon, Jerry Lewis, Ben Stiller, Jack Black, Tom Arnold, Deuce Bigelow, who was Rob Schneider,
yeah.
Willie Nelson's harmonica player, Mickey Raphael.
Okay.
Sarah Hughes, Harry Houdini, David Blaine, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Connelly, Lou Reed, Perry Farrell, Beck, Paula Abdul, Joey Ramone, and Natalie Portman. And you do know the changes between, you know, part one where he, the first version where he said, where he'd say, drink your gin and tonica, but don't smoke marijuanica.
Yes.
Then he ends up encouraging everyone to smoke your marijuanica.
Of course, because he was probably performing in front of a bunch of college kids.
Yeah. Well,
college kids love Adam Sandler still.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have any Hanukkah songs. You want to give me a Christmas song? You're still choosing, right?
Still choosing. It's horrible. You know what? I was telling you to choose, and like suddenly I realized, oh my God.
You just have to make the decision and go for it.
Here's one from the 80s. It's something I like to play every year just because it's it mentions Christmas, and it's huge in England and Ireland.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, they held out for more.
Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Is Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl. When I initially brought this up with Holly, she had no idea what the song was.
Oh my God, I'm mortified. However, now I know everything there is to possibly know about this song, and I love it, and I too would choose it as one of my favorite holiday songs.
If it makes you feel any better, I did Google it, and there was a question saying, do Americans know the Christmas song Fairy Tale of New York? And the answer is it was never a mainstream hit. So unless you were into Irish music or punk or enjoy kind of obscure Christmas music, you likely won't know this song. The reason that I enjoy this song, it's like a movie to me. If someone asked me what my favorite Christmas movie is, I might just point you to this song because it kind of plays out like a movie.
The story goes that Elvis Costello, who's the producer of this album, challenged them to that they couldn't write a great Christmas song.
Oh.
And so thinking about how things could have been, you know, Shane says, yeah, I could have been someone. And then Kirsty comes back, well, so could anyone. So, you know, they're arguing, yeah, back and forth. It's just a conversation in song during the Christmas season.
And that's what you're saying is something that I found as I was looking at Christmas songs. Many of them are not actually about Christmas. They happen to either mention Christmas or something takes place during the, you know, during the holiday season, but they're not actually what you would categorize as a Christmas song.
Right.
So you just watched the video, didn't you? I haven't seen the video in a long time. You want to, what do you?
Oh, I love it. It's the black and white, and it plays out the song visually. And I love that Matt Dillon is the cop.
There you go.
I got to say, that's anything with Matt Dillon in it, I would be a fan.
Sure. So like all great Christmas songs, this opens up as our main character is in the drunk tank, and he's recovering from celebrating. Because his horse came in 18-1, and he's feeling good that this is going to be his year. And then, of course, he passes out, and he starts to dream. And then they go back, in as all great Christmas movies, they reminisce about what Christmas was like back in the day. And they're in New York City. Sinatra was swinging. All the drunks, they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. I love that visual right away. It's, you know, there you go. Life is wonderful. And then it all goes to hell. Cut to the present. And first, Kirsty comes in with a dose of reality saying, you're a bum, you're a punk. And then Shane chimes in, you're an old slut on junk. And so, of course, you know, there you go. There's some great Christmas lyrics right there. And
speaking of lyrics, there are a few words in there that some radio outlets chose to censor, and then some did not, because she uses some words that she felt she did not want to change, and Shane McGowan did not want to change, ultimately, because they felt it was as if someone would speak like that of the time. So I appreciate that sentiment, even though the words are a little harsh today.
Yeah, even today, there was last year, a BBC radio presenter said that Fairy Tale of New York is an offensive pile of downmarket chav bilge. Shav is a British pejorative term used to describe an antisocial lower class youth dressed in sportswear. So I guess that's offensive. So
the whole topic in itself.
Right. This song is apparently it makes a lot of money for Shane and the Pogues because it earns more than Bing Crosby's White Christmas, Last Christmas by Wham, and Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas. So it's a number one song in the UK. Everyone loves it.
Do you know why it did not get to number one at that time? The number one Christmas song at the time, which we know is a big deal in the UK. Do you know why?
No. What was standing in its way?
It was the Pet Shop Boys, the cover of Always on My Mind.
Very good.
Shane McGowan was reported to have said at the time, "We were beaten by two queens and a drum machine."
I could play that song at any time of the year, especially during this.
I'm giving it a thumbs up too.
All right.
Well, this seems like a good time as any to take a break, so let's stop it right here.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
So welcome back to What Difference Does It Make?
All right, go ahead.
I'm going with
all right, back to Hanukkah.
I'm going to another Hanukkah song.
Please do, because yes, you're going to be our resident Hanukkah expert.
Do you know Matisyahu?
I do know Matisyahu.
Matisyahu has a song called Miracle.
Okay.
It was a holiday single, but it wasn't from an album, I guess.
Just living in a miracle, candles on my vehicle, 8 nights, gonna shine invincible, no longer be divisible, born through the struggle, keep on moving through all this hustle, head up, head down, through all of the bustle, New York City, wanna flex your muscle, look so down, look so puzzled, huddle around your fire through all the rubble, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all, bound to stumble and fall, but my strength comes not from man at all. Hey,
first seeing him, and he was on a lot of a couple talk shows, and that it was kind of unique seeing this Hasidic Jew doing legit dance hall.
Totally, because it's not just a shtick. I mean, it's not a shtick. I mean, he is a Hasidic Jew, and he is totally talented. I love every time I hear something new, you know, new from him or something that I've dug for. I totally dig it. So his I learned actually when I was researching this particular song, I found out, you know, even more about him. And for people who don't know, he was from New York. He dropped out of high school. He followed Phish on tour and started doing drugs. And he ended up finishing high school in Bend, Oregon. But in 95, he rediscovered his Jewish identity while he was attending school in Israel. When he was 19, he not converted, but adopted Orthodox Judaism. And he took the name Matisyahu, which is Matthew in English, because Matthew was his given name. I'm fascinated by him. He says, being a white reggae singer posed challenges. White people have always done traditionally black music, but there's something about it when someone from one culture connects with music from another culture and is able to create something. To me, that what it shows is that music is something that's connected, tied up with soul, with emotions and soul and spirits. It's really good. It's a fun song.
There was never any pushback from like the reggae community, or he was always accepted. There, like it wasn't you know, him appropriating, you know, this
their culture.
So, you know, to his benefit. But I guess, you know, he created his own style or kind of.
When you do something well, I don't know.
I guess it was legit.
Yeah.
Too legit to quit.
Yes. Yeah. So highly recommend Matisyahu. Going back to Christmas.
I feel like we should get some Hanukkah song because I'm going to put it on you today.
More Hanukkah.
That was just kind of setting the table for what's coming up because, yeah, just hearing that. Now I'm excited.
That was our teaser.
But it is Hanukkah time, so we need to talk about these songs.
Okay, I only have one more Hanukkah song.
Perfect. So we'll do one more.
Okay. All right. Well,
Hanukkah. How do you spell Hanukkah, by the way?
I spell Hanukkah, and I never veer from this. I spell Hanukkah Chanukkah. How do you spell it?
I believe I do, but I might use two Ks. Maybe I do spell it with an H.
Because usually when you see the two Ks, it's usually just with the H.
Hanukkah. That might be how I spell it because, without even thinking, I don't think I would put the C in there. Oh. Now that I'm thinking, but you're a C girl.
That's funny how everybody has their preference.
I get, but there, right? There's no, well, you know,
there's
you
can, no correct.
Do, well, there is a correct way. It's in Hebrew.
Okay, there's no incorrect way to spell it.
And do you celebrate the Hanukkah during those 8 days, or when it's convenient for you? Like some people
move their holidays to a weekend.
Yeah, maybe some families do that.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Maybe we do once in a while, but
well, we do
actually every year, especially this year. I mean, people are out of town, so like, all right, we're going to wait until we have some family. We have some that are, you know, that are away.
Well, don't you? We celebrate every night. We light the candles.
Well, we'll do.
We do, you know, we do gifts with the kids. Hanukkah traditionally wasn't a celebration like Christmas. I mean, you don't get together with family, you know, back in the dark ages.
It's not a big holiday.
Yeah, actually, it's not a religious holiday.
I think they just kind of created Hanukkah
as a reaction to Christmas.
I think so. They had, what do we got? If Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur was during December or around that holiday, then we would be giving gifts during that.
Exactly.
Because there was no gift giving during the story of Hanukkah. No. It was just an 8-day miracle.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So we don't have a Hanukkah party, you know, where we move the date and get together, you know, with family. We just light our candles for 8 days, for 8 crazy nights.
All right. Very good.
Will you have a Hanukkah party?
We move it around all the time. But we'll light the candles. We'll have some sort of celebration. I don't know. Yeah, we haven't talked about how we're going to do it this year. But
on the fly.
We'll probably just one night of just here.
Have eight gifts.
Here's 8 gifts.
Yeah. Here's some cash.
Here's some socks and underwear. Yeah. Enjoy.
Okay. Do you know the Maccabees?
All right. Please tell me about the Maccabees. Give me a beat. Give me a Maccabee.
The Maccabees were founded in 2007 at Yeshiva University in New York. So the sports teams at Yeshiva University, which who knew they even had any, are the Maccabees. I guess it makes sense.
Yeshiva Maccabees. Oh, my God. It's the Alabama Crimson Tide against the Yeshiva Maccabees.
I don't think they play in the same conference.
Oh, okay. That's too bad. I'd love to see that football game.
they also are very interesting. They, you know, they do a lot of holiday songs, and a lot of them are parodies. So this song that I'm highlighting, I'll tell you a little bit more about the Maccabees. So this song that I've chosen by the Maccabees is their Hanukkah song. It's called Candlelight.
I'll tell a tale, 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 yeah, of Maccabees in Israel, L, 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 yeah, when the Greeks tried to assail, sail, 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 yeah, but it was all to no avail, veil, 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 yeah, yeah, the war went on and on and on, until the mighty Greeks were gone, yeah.
I put my latches in the air sometimes, saying hey, oh, spin the dreidel. Just wanna celebrate for all the nights, singing hey, oh, light the candle. We say I'll have me sing, oh yeah, for all 8 nights. Then we play dreidel by the candlelight. And I told you once, now I told you twice, about the miracle of the candlelight.
They took the field.
Everything, every Hanukkah song has to do with candles, right?
Every holiday, mm-hmm. Yes, every single holiday. There's always, you light the candles, you pray, or you do a short prayer, you know, then you eat.
You pray over the candles.
You pray over, yes, but yeah. Then let's get to the eating.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good eating on Hanukkah.
Sure, if you like latkes. If you like potatoes.
Yeah. Who doesn't like potatoes?
Potatoes and brisket.
Yes.
It's always good.
So, okay, so Candlelight was sung to the theme of Tayo Cruz's Dynamite. They do a Hanukkah music video every year, so that this was one of the years.
Oh, okay. Have they come out with one this year?
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to look.
They covered, actually, Matisyahu's song, Miracle.
Yeah, it was cute. It was, yeah, one of those that got forwarded to you all the time.
Yeah, because there's so few Hanukkah songs,
right,
and they're
exactly.
Cute and
you go
campy.
On Facebook. Yeah, you go on your Facebook page, and it was, I do remember, like, every yeah. One of my friends had posted this. Oh, you should watch this. Like, okay.
My token Jew friend.
Yes.
Yeah. They covered the Matisyahu song, Miracle. And Mayim Bialik and her two sons were in that music video. They did another parody of for Hanukkah in 2014, all about that Neis, a parody of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass. This one I'll have to look up.
So they're like the Weird Al Yankovic of Hanukkah songs.
No, because they do other holidays. They don't just do Hanukkah songs. They did a Purim song.
You can't typecast this band.
Well, you can typecast them, but yeah. You can't pin them to any one holiday.
All right. So
they did a Purim song, Pink, Raise Your Glass.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. They did a mashup, a Passover mashup.
A monster mashup?
Dressed up as monsters. Of Justin Bieber's Sorry, Love Yourself, and What Do You Mean?
So no, they've done Purim, they do Rosh Hashanah.
They did Sukkot.
They do Sukkot.
Gangnam Style.
All your favorite Jewish holidays to all your favorite pop songs.
Yeah, actually. All right. When you look at this list, and they did in 2016 for Hanukkah, they did a musical theater parody called Hasmonean, a Hamilton Hanukkah. So they used a lot of the music based on Hamilton. They rewrote it with the Hanukkah theme.
All right, let's just wrap up this stellar
episode. Our Hanukkah version.
Yes.
So we're going to the 1980s rock and roll quiz deck.
Okay, back.
You're going to pick, and I'm going to ask you the question.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I pick. There I go.
You pick.
I picked a card. Holly is
let's
now
see what it says.
Placing on the glasses.
Okay.
Taking off the glasses, putting them back on.
My old lady glasses. Okay. Originally from Long Island, New York, this trio had a 50s retro rockabilly sound that didn't attract much attention until the band moved to England in 1980.
Okay. I already know who it is, but keep going.
Okay. Encouraged by producer Dave Edmonds, they recorded a self-titled debut album in 81. The album was a hit in the UK and created enough buzz to lead the band back to the US, where their videos became hits on MTV. In the 90s, after the band had broken up, their guitar player started a band that sparked a swing music revival. Name the original group, the guitar player, and his 90s swing band.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Well, I'm trying to think of all the members in the band. Because it was, you know, of course, it was Brian Setzer, Slim Jim Phantom,
yes,
and Lee Rocker.
Yes, very good.
There you go.
Okay, so then what was the guitar player?
Brian Setzer was the guitar player.
Yep.
The, you know, stand-up bass. It was stand-up bass and stand-up drummer, if you remember correctly.
So cool. Stand-up drummer.
It was fun. I guess you can kind of dance along to the songs if you're standing up. Usually the drummer is not that involved in the can't participate too much. No. Unless you're Larry Mullins Jr. and you take a snare and you drum along as you're walking to the middle of the stage.
The drummer could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the name of the band, the 90s swing band?
Oh, the Brian Setzer's big orchestra, the big band, big.
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Oh. I thought there was like a big, something like a Big Bang Orchestra. It's just the orchestra. Nope. All right. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, there was it was funny because they were in the early 80s, there was a 50s revival. And then in the 90s, there was a swing revival. And Brian Setzer he's the godfather of all those things, apparently.
Listening to What Difference Does It Make?
Yes, indeed. Happy Hanukkah.
And happy Hanukkah to you, Dave.
Thank you.
And to any of our many listeners that are celebrating.
Yes. Once again, please follow us on social media. Please like us on your podcast distributor, whoever it is, if it's Apple or Stitcher, Spotify.
Anchor, Breaker.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Yeah, just just listen on all of those platforms and just like them all. Always, we need that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Over and out.
Check you later.
Sorry, I totally cut you off.
Oh, my God. That's all right. All right. Take care. Bye.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.